Within the last few months, 6 months or so, the tariffs have increased by about 100%, right? But liquidity has worsened within the same period. So whereas the tariffs have increased, ECB is charging us more for electricity that we consume. Their cash position is even worse now. That's why they are unable to pay the producers. That's how come they were threatening to cut off the power. So we are asking questions about what is happening. ECB is allocating a disproportionate amount of its revenue under the cash waterfall mechanism to itself, while significantly underpaying other entities within the value chain. That's deviating significantly from the prescribed allocation formula. They have virtually abandoned the cash waterfall mechanism. It's a measure put in place to allow for equitable distribution of the revenues in any sense, so that the power producers, the transmitters, and whatever, those who are giving us the power, everybody gets their fair share of the revenues. You understand? So that it keeps the financial position of the sector in good stead. Now, the last is that government is resorting to borrowing to finance power sector debts beyond the debt ceiling agreed under the IMF program to securitize the JOHL cash flow. You have heard of government's attempt to securitize revenues from the Jubilee Oil Holding that is domiciled in Cayman Islands. Right? They are trying to use it to offset the debt of the company. What's the name of the company of the not the OHL. You have a beautiful name. I'll remember it. The company whose debt they are trying to use this money to pay. Metasco. It has a beautiful name. Metasco. So that is a major issue now. Now, we have been on the case of this Jubilee Oil Holding Limited. Why? When Ghana acquired this asset, it was domiciled in Cayman Islands, which we all know is a tax haven. Now, having done that, we were supposed to repatriate these resources to bring it back to Ghana and be lodged in the petroleum funds of Ghana. That is what the laws say. That's what the PRMA says. But as we speak, government has refused. During the course of the year, there was an attempt by the chairman, or now the former chairman, right? He's now former. Honorable Felipe Blay. There was an attempt to sell 50% of Ghana's interest to PetroSA. And we held a press conference to want the government to stay off those assets. Because these are assets that are making a lot of money for us. At least of all the state prisons, there are a lot of them that are making loss. This one and another is making money. They are going to sell it. When there is no cost for. And in fact, we are not even selling. So why are you selling? You understand? So, well, eventually we got them to stay off it. And we are on the same side with the minister. But the minister was also against that attempt to sell 50%. Now, it is this money that they want to use to offset that debt. So, it's bringing the real intentions of lodging the money there to light now. You understand? Car power debts and guarantees and liquid fuel debts. Now, there are also a lot of issues here.